Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Jerry Bremer of CBiz MHM. Our topic today is preparing to sell your business. Jerry, what steps should an owner take in preparing to sell their business?
A business owner should get an understanding of what factors drive business value and then position the business to enhance those drivers. Advanced planning is vital, as this could take several years. They should anticipate what information a buyer will want to review. Business records should be updated. Contracts, agreements, licenses, leases, and other commitments should be summarized for easy reference. Lastly, tax issues should be considered for structuring the transaction.
Jerry, what are some of the drivers of business value?
There are many value drivers. Certainty of earnings and reduction of specific business risks are two common value drivers. A prospective buyer is looking for continuing income and operations after the purchase. Stable, consistent earnings indicate greater certainty. Specific risks include the potential loss of key customers, vendors, or employees. If future income is dependent on key employees or a few key customers or vendors, there is less certainty of those earnings and thereby greater risk. Reducing those risks enhances business value.
What can an owner do to reduce these business risks?
Generally, try to spread the risk. Create depth at critical management and employee positions to minimize the effect associated with potential loss of key persons. Purchase your primary products from multiple suppliers. Probably most difficult of all, expand your customer base to minimize sales dependence from a few customers. If possible, obtain multi-year sales contracts.
Do taxes become a significant issue in the sale of a business?
Yes, the tax structure could mean a large difference in the amount the seller gets to put in their pocket.
What are some tax factors that should be considered?
The sale could be a stock sale or an asset sale. Taxes are determined differently based on the structure of the transaction. The type of entity in which the business operates is another factor in how the transaction would be taxed.
Thank you, Jerry. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for our contact information and our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.